With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. On Capitol Hill, a compromise bill is proposed to prevent a looming federal government shutdown.
Congressional leaders have agreed on a stopgap spending bill that will keep the federal government funded into March and avoid a shutdown set to begin after midnight Friday. It will also provide more than $100 billion in emergency aid to help states and local communities recovering from Hurricanes Helene and Milton and other natural disasters.
That is correspondent Ben Thomas reporting. Representative Tom McClintock of California says President Biden has been a disaster when it comes to immigration policy.
Under the Biden administration, we have seen the largest illegal mass migration in our history, overwhelming our social services, our public schools.
Correspondent Charles De La Desma reports the UN Security Council has finally weighed in on the political turmoil in Syria.
The UN Security Council has issued its first statement on Syria following the overthrow of the Bashar Assad government, calling for a Syrian-led political process leading to elections and urging all nations to respect the country's sovereignty and independence.
You think you're troubled by flight delays during the holidays? Don't feel too bad. It's even worse for two astronauts still stranded on the International Space Station.
Butch Wilmore and Sonny Williams left for the International Space Station June 5th. There were problems with the Boeing Starliner capsule that got them there. The capsule returned to Earth in September without them.
90% of our training is preparing for the unexpected.
Wilmore says that's just the way it goes. NASA says the plan now is for them to return in late March or even April. Sonny Williams said back in September she loves it in space.
It's just fun. You know, every day you do something that's work, quote unquote.
SpaceX says it needs more time to prepare a brand new capsule for liftoff for the crew that will replace them. I'm Ed Donahue.
And this is SRN News. Correspondent Haiwa Panjabi reports on the Wisconsin school shooting investigation.
At a news conference, Madison Police Chief Sean Barnes said they're looking into the shooter's online activity.
Identifying a motive is our top priority.
The Scripps Spelling Bee is embracing feminism. Michael Harrington has report.
Organizers of the annual contest say they will now accept a new spelling for the word women that eliminates any reference to men. Women, spelt W-O-M-Y-N, was first promoted in the 1970s by feminist leaders in an effort to, quote, make the word free of masculine influence.
That is Michael Harrington reporting. Israel is closing its embassy in Ireland. That's because of that country's support for the Palestinians. The decision to close the embassy doors comes in response to what Israeli Foreign Minister Gideon Saar describes as Ireland's extreme anti-Israel policies. This is SRN News. On the cutting edge of medical science, an Alabama woman is doing well after the latest experimental pig kidney transplant. Here's correspondent Julie Walker.
After 8 years on dialysis, Tawana Looney had pig kidney transplant surgery last month at NYU.
I feel like I got a second chance on life. That's like a new beginning.
Looney had donated a kidney to her mom, then got high blood pressure from pregnancy, her remaining kidney failing. She's the fifth American given a gene-altered pig organ, Dr. Jamie Locke.
It was remarkable. The kidney pinked up and looked just like a human kidney. It made urine within just a few minutes.
Two previous pig transplant patients, both sicker, died. I'm Julie Walker.
United Therapeutics and eGenesis both aim to begin the world's first formal studies of pig-to-human transplants starting in 2025. You'll find more on these stories at srnnews.com.